We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Chav Chesam Abeis, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Chav Chesam Abeis. Shloisha Dvarim, Omar Rav Elazar ben Prata b'nei Chachamim. Rav Elazar ben Prata said b'nei Chachamim three things. V'kaim was Dvarav, they agreed to him. What did he say? He said, Alayir she kifu karkam. You have a city which was surrounded by an army, or Valsvina Amateraves v'yam. They see the boat is in a big storm in the yam and shaking away. Val Yaitzi Lidon, and someone went out to go to Bezdin for capital punishment. All these three, Shehem Mechesed Kayam, these three are all considered 100% alive, because all it was a siege around the city, or a Svina that was Meterefes V'yam, and he just went out to the Bezdin. Aval, Ir Shekav Shekarkom, but if the army already captured the city, for Svina Sheavda V'yam, and the Svina already capsized in the Yam, that's a Rashi's Mashma. V'yoytze L'horek, and the person who got... The psak was guilty. He was guilty, and he was going to get killed. He was going out to the gallows. Noistim aleihem chumri chayim chumri basim. You ready? You have to give both chumras. Bas shol lekoyin or bas koyin lishol shakov tshuva. Bas shol lekoyin, you have to assume that he's killed already, and bas koyin lishol, you have to assume that her husband's still alive. And leisoychav tshuva, she cannot eat tshuva. Even though usually, if her husband dies, she has no children, she can eat tshuva if she's a bas koyin. But here, she can't eat tshuva because you have to give both chumras. Basically, we're saying that in the first case, we go by the Cheses Chai. The second case, the Chazak is over already, but it's still not a Vade Meis either. It's a Suffolk, and therefore, she can't eat Chuma in the Mamanav Shach. Now, like we spoke out, Rashi learns that the case of Sha'av de Bayam, it's a Vavuya from Rashi, because Rashi is a Mitarefes, Rashi is a Dayan Loi Tava. It didn't sink yet. Samash Sha'av de means it's sunk. But the Rambam and Perish of Ashnayas learns a little different. That what does that mean, Sha'av de Bayam? It doesn't mean it's sunk, because it sounds like the Rambam, maybe if it's sunk, if the ship capsized in Taka, it's a Vadai. But the Rambam learns that the case of Svina was, Asina of the Vayam, who, I'm reading the from Rambam, Shenishberu hakelim va'itzim shalom, v'nevet akov, nishra Svina apnei amayim, l'nhogas amayim. The boat lost its rotor, has no oars, there's no way to take this boat. The boat's mamash is totally in the water. That's the case of the Vayam, according to the Rambam. A little different. Right. No. Right. No. No. Same thing. Same thing. Same suffix. Same suffix. Yeah. Same thing. So this halacha that going out to be killed, going out to the gallows, we're saying it's not a vadai. It's only by Bezdin of Yisrael. Only by Yiddish Bezdin, there we can say that maybe they'll find us chus, so therefore it's not a vaday. Our Bezdin shall akum, Bezdin shall evichavim, kiven the gomalei, dina, luktala. Once there's a guilty verdict that he has to be killed, miktal katalei, then he gets killed for sure, and there's no chance he's going to be saved, therefore you can assume he's dead. You give sheichat. Even after there's a guilty verdict, can't you give sheichat? No, they don't take sheichat. That's before they sign off on it. The lachsam porsi shenamak. Only before they sign, which means the bezin signs off on it. The goyish courts sign off. The boss of the mikzah, porsi shenamak, once the non-Jewish courts sign off on this guilty verdict, loy shakli, they will not take sheichad, and therefore it's a vaday. So we're saying, we're basically like this, that Israel is not a vaday, but by Akum it's a vaday. Meisve, in answer to Kasha, it sounds like even by Israel it's a vaday. Meisve, komokoim shiyamdu. Komokam shiyamdu shnaim v'yemru me'idim on where there's plainty shenigma adin bezdin shal plainty shvezdin plainty. A person, two edim come in and say that we're giving edis that Reuven, he had a guilty verdict in Yiddish bezdin, and that it says which bezdin it is. Or plainty edav. This was the edim. The halacha is hareza yaharik. You kill him. You kill the guy. Aye, maybe that bezdin found us chos. So why killing Reuven? Because he's giving. You have to aid him say that he had a guilty verdict in different bezdin. Maybe they found the schos. So you see, not like Rav Yosef says that it's a suffix because maybe he found the schos. Here you see that you go about, you say it's a vada. So no, duma bereach shani. Maybe if he ran away, it's different. Now there's two ways to learn what it means duma bereach shani. Why bereach is different. One way to learn is that if he ran away, maybe it looks like he's guilty. Because if he had his chus, maybe he would have stayed around to try to beg them to find his chus. That's one pshat. Or the other pshat is that maybe they only try to find his chus if he's here. If he's not here, they don't try to find his chus. Therefore, maybe they do find his chus. Maybe he's not here anymore, so they don't try to find his chus. So that's not a raya against Rav Yosef. Then Rav tries another Raya. Tashma. Shoma me bezin shal Yisrael, shayo imrim, they heard from a bezin of Yisrael that they said, ish plain the mace, ish plain erag, that this person was killed or he died or he was killed. What does plain the mace and erag mean? The second one, erag, means Mrs. Bezdin. Mace is that there's a halacha that if someone does aver and he gets malchus and does it again, the same aver again, he gets malchus again, so Bezdin puts him into a kippah without any food, puts him into a room without any food, and he dies by himself. That's a halacha gemara and hedjin. That means mace. So if you hear, then this Bezdin, he died or erag was killed. Yisirus ishtan. You let him marry off his wife. And what about from a goyish bezdin, non-Jewish bezdin? Ish plain the mace that he died, which means they put him into a house full of sand. Rashi says, or ish plain the nerag, or he was killed. Al yisirus ishtay. You don't marry off his wife. Now, what's the pshat? What's the chilek between the Yisrael and the guy? And also, you see by Yisrael something. What's going on? My mace by nerag. What does mace nerag mean? Either mace mamish that he taka died. We know he died. Or nerag means he got killed. Nerag mamish. You saw him killed. So we say, Yisirus Ishtoi by Bezdin of Yisrael. The Kavasei Gabri Yochavim, Amaya Yisirus Ishtoi. By Goyish Bezdin, why shouldn't you kill his wife? Why shouldn't you assume he's killed and let his wife get married? Hakaimalon, we pass in the Chol Messiah Vitumai, and we any Messiah Vitumai, we believe them. So here, it came out that was a Shmuah. It was a Shmuah from the Bezdin. It wasn't like they came to say, Eidus Tavka. So Messiah Vitumai, and you believe the Gabi Eidus Yisha, Messiah Vitumai. So why are you believed over here? So it must be that it wasn't Mamish died. El Alav, it wasn't Mamish that he died. Alav, Mace, it means Yoitzalamus. They were putting him into the Kippah. Well, Narag means Yoitzalamus. He's going out to be killed. Viktani, and it says, the Bezdin in Yisrael, you see what's Yisrael, we assume it's a Vaday. So it's a Kash of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that by Yisrael it's not a Vaday, why may he found his Chos? Here he sees a Vaday. And the truth is, he cast all the way also. Rav Yosef also said another thing. Rav Yosef said that by a Goy, it is a Vaday. And here you see, Al Yisuas Ishtai. So what's the Ayah says Ishtar? We believe. So Taisa has the Kasha. So Taisa says, because you could say it was talking about before they were Chosim, the poorest Yishanamag was Chosim it. That's why there, you wouldn't marry his wife off, because before they signed off, they still take Sheikhat. So Frank the Masha, so why can we say that our Mishnah also talking about a Goyish Abazin before they signed it off? And that the Kanareim answers, because the Lashon Hayyotze Lehoreg sounds like it was after Gemara did in our Mishnah. And after Gemara did, they don't take Shaykhah, that was Pshat Rav Yosef. But we have a Kashi Rav Yosef in this Brisa. This Brisa says that Mace, it can't be Mace Mamish, because why wouldn't you marry the wife off by the guy? Teretz is, it was Yotze Lehomis, Yotze Lehoreg. And you see, Yisuas Ishtar, you see by Yisrael, Tzavadai, and for the Gemara, no. It's talking about Mace Mamish. Only Mace Mamish, Nerg Mamish. But the Kamas, the Kavasei Gavri Chav, my lawyer, so why by Goy not Neman? But Kaimalah, the Chom Messiah Vitum Mehemni Mehemni, aren't you believed every time? So Mehadim Melzle Shechebe, it's only something that they don't have, something invested in it. For them, it's very exciting for them to kill a Jew, and therefore, they're very excited to say that he got killed, even though it's not true. And therefore, we are Messiah Vitum does not work in such a case, because here it's something they want to say, they'll lie in such a case, they want to tell everyone that he died, even though it's not 100% true. Like Rashi says, they're very happy to tell when a Jew got killed and they're best than Medin, and therefore it's the Avidul Shaka. So let's go by it. We're going to see the next Ikud Amri, it's exact same Gemara, like the first Gemara, just with a different Lashon. I'm saying the exact Gemara, different Halacha, but a very similar Gemara, therefore it's Kedai to see it. Ikud Amri. Om Rav Yosef. Lo Yishonu Abezdin Sha'ev L'Chav. The only time we say in our Mishnah that the Halacha is that it's a Safik when he goes out to be killed, is only by a Bezdin Shel Chavim, because there will Chayshu take Sheikhat. This Gemara is not like the Gemara before. Here it's saying, by a Goy with Chayshu, any time, they will take bribes. They're going to take a bribe. Aval Bezdin Shel Yisrael, Kivin Ofel Yedin, on top of Chav Tetzim Aleph. Aval Bezdin Shel Yisrael, Kivin Ofel Yedin, Lek Tala, Kotle. Once he goes out to be to din, once he gets passed in the guilty verdict, the halacha is nothing doing. You know, they won't find his chos. So Amalei Abaya, why not? Ben Shoshol Nami after the Chazal Eschus, they may not find this Chos. And for the Gemara, Ki Chazal Eschusa, Mekamid Lig Maradina before Gemara Din. Bas the Gemara Din, Shulei Chazal Eschusa. After Gemara Din, they're not going to find this Chos. Therefore, it's a Vaday if he went out to get killed. Frank Rashi, what do you mean? They can't find this Chos. Like Rashi claims like Shchiach. Hilchalam is going to be like not Shchiach. Look, Taisvis even more. This is probably what Moshe wants to ask. Avka Admir Masahedrin, Shoya Echad Reichev Al Sus Vesudim Yodai. Someone used to be riding on a sus together, Vesudim Yodai, Matzah Eschus, Hayalam Meinef Vesudarim. There was someone there with a horse that took a wave. They had a whole process. They told the last minute they found the schos. Frank Tosfos. So Tosfos become makom lo shchiach. It's not shchiach. It's not shchiach. So we're saying like this. Rav Yehi is saying, "Buy Vezin Shal Akum, it's not a Vaday. We'll have Shaychak. Vezin Shal Yisrael, it's a Vaday because it's not Shirat Vanas Chos. Different question? Let's bring a Raya to Rav Yehi. So we'll bring a Raya to Rav Yehi. Rav Yehi said that by Yisrael, it's a Vaday. So let's bring a Raya. We had before. Kamakum Shiyam Dushnaim Vyam Read the Mail Noises Plenty, Shing Vardina Vezin Shal Plenty. Two of them come in and say that Ruvain had a guilty verdict in this Bezdin, Uplain Edom, and these were the Edim, the Lochis, Hareze Yarek. You killed the guy, you killed Ruvain. Why? You assume it's a Vaday. So you see clearly, like Rav Yosef, that you don't Rachosh is made to found his chus. So we're not doing Bereach Shandi. Maybe since he ran away, you don't find his chus. Two pshatim we said before, either because that shows he's guilty, or because they're not going to find his chus if he's not standing there. Toshima. Another raya. Let's bring another raya to Rav Yosef that says that by Yisrael the halacha is that it's not a suffix. Shama bezin shal Yisrael shal yom ish plani meis. They heard from a certain bezin that ish plani meis or ish plani nerak that he was killed. Yisu is ishta. You can marry his wife. Yisu bezin. We assume that he got killed. Mekum terisim shal avichavim ish plani meis ish plani nerak. Ah, Yisu is ishta. You don't marry off his wife. And the Gemara has a kasha. What's pshat? My meis my nerak. Ilay meis mamish nerak mamish. The Kosega Rechavim, the Mamash got killed. The Maile is his sister. Why shouldn't you marry off his wife? You have the Shmua from the Goyish Bez, and they got killed. You believe Mesiach B'tumay. You believe the Eidus of a Goy if it's just said flippantly. El Alav, it must be. Meis means Yotzul Lomas. Menar Yotzul Loharek. He was going out to be killed. Viktani Ben Shayshal Yisus Ishtai. So it's a Raya that you see, you can marry off his wife. It's a Vada. You don't find the Schos. Not Shechir to find the Schos. A Raya to Rav Yosef. So no, it's not a Raya. Loyla meis mamish erig mamish, but the kosega rechav more so. You heard him mamish die. Aye, why not neman? Am I loy? But kaim lechav mesir v'tumoy hemune mehemne. Hani mili milsta shaychebei. It's only something they're not shaych in it. They don't care about it. Avo milsta shaychebei. Something they care about. Avdi lechazuke shakray. They lie. The normal thing is for them to lie, and therefore we're worried that they may be lying, and therefore al yisu es ishtoy. So that's the bottom line. We have two versions of Rav Yosef. Either I'm just talking about Dafka or Bezin Shal Yisrael. That's where it's a suffix because you'll find it's chus and by Goy, you won't take Shaychat after Gemara Din. Or the other way around, that by Goy is the case of suffix because you will take Shaychat. But Bezin Shal Yisrael, it's not Shchiach to find it's chus.